We are right now, we basically finished the Mishnah. I want to go over the Tosis, the things that we spoke about on Thursday. And then we're going to start the Gemara today, Beis Hashem. And I gave out some Aramakabis on the Gemara. But the Mishnah, the one Nakuda in the Mishnah, which is a little bit, we left a little bit open, is about Kiddush HaChodesh of how it's happening. But there's three different dinim in the Mishnah. The first din has two cases. The first din is Reuben is in the Chol Yisrael. The second case is Nechtua Edim. That din is Me'uber. Why is it Me'uber? Because Lo Yispiku. They didn't have time to do it Ad Shechashecha. The next din is Rubezdin Bilvad. And over there, it's Mekudesh. It's not Me'uber. And the third case is Rush Leshemein Bezdin. It's Mekudesh and it's not Me'uber. So there's a major difference between the first din and the next two dinim. We spoke about in the first din, there's two cases. Ru'u Bezdin Bilvad. Ru'u Bezdin L'chol Yisrael. And Nechku Edim. So we spoke about when do you see the moon? The moon gets seen at night. You can't see the moon the night of the 29th because it's still the old month. It doesn't make any sense. When can you see the moon? The night of the 30th. When it's already Rosh Chodesh. So the point is like this. We never are Mekadesh the month before the month starts, it would appear. It's not normal, at least. Let it say it that way. It's not normal to be counted because you only see the moon on the 30th. Sometimes they'll get there first thing in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. The Edom are good. They wake up early. They daven nakes. They get to the Bezdin and bang, we have Kiddush HaChodesh. Sometimes maybe they get there 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe they get there right before Shkia. But they're being Mekadesh that day, not tomorrow, that day. So for example, this will explain a halacha that we're all familiar with, hopefully, or you should become familiar with. If you miss Yalevi Yavoi, the night of Pesach, do you say Yalevi Yavoi? Do you say the entire Shemayin Esrei over again? You missed Yalevi Yavoi on the night of Pesach. Do you say the entire Shemayin Esrei over again? Yes or no, my friend?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes, you do. The night of Sukkot?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The morning of Rosh Chodesh?
Yes.
The night of Rosh Chodesh?
No.
No. Boom. An outlier, an aberration. What's epis? Why is it the night of Rosh Chodesh we don't repeat Yalevi Yavoi? The pshat is because being that anyway, they're never Mekadesh the Chodesh at night. Because they first saw the moon at night. Can you go to Bezdin at night? Answer me, my friend. Someone aside from Mati.
No.
No. Why can't you go to Bezdin at night?
Bezdin's closed at night.
Bezdin's closed at night. Can't go to Bezdin at night. So therefore, even if you saw the moon right when it peaked, when I peaked out, I mean when it's its highest, when it peaked out, right when the moon peaked out, you saw the moon. You can't be Mekadesh L'Chodesh until the morning. So therefore, this Yalev Yavo at night is not Ma'akev. Okay. So they saw it at night. So we were medayik in the Rambam that the difference between the first case and the second case. The first case, the Bezdin saw it at night. They have the next day, they really should be able to do Mekudesh. It's no big deal. They saw it themselves. Come on, guys, just bring it together. But they didn't for whatever reason. In the second case, the Edom saw it at night, but the Edom didn't come till the next day. Who knows? Maybe the Edom only came right before Shkia, and we're trying, we're Nechra Edom, we're hustling, we're bustling, we're trying to get this done, and oh, we missed it. It was a buzzer beater fail. That's Lo Hispiku Lo Imer Mekudesh HaShekhash. All that works aside for in the Tosfos. We had said in Tosfos, Tosfos does something strange, because when we saw in Rashi, where Rashi says there's time to be Mekadesh, we said, of course there's time to be Mekadesh. After all, we must be talking about the day of the 30th that there's time to be Mekadesh, because there are Mekadesh. And Tosfos seems to be saying something else. So we understood in Tosfos, maybe they actually saw it the 29th, not at night, but the 29th, but right before Tzeis HaKochavim. So they're seeing the moon of the 30th. If they saw it the night of the 29th, something's off. Something's messed up. They saw it the night of the 30th. and they saw it. We spoke about the machloikas of whether or not night starts. Like people can daven ma'ariv already. The Rambam says, you know something interesting? I don't remember where the makor is. I can try to look it up. But they say Yaakov Avinu, the daven ma'ariv, he actually daven ma'ariv before it was nighttime. The Rambam says you can daven ma'ariv before night. In other words, the night somehow, ma'ariv, the night, it could start a little early. You can get a new moon. You can get a new moon already, like before tzeis, as the 30th is starting. But that's a pella. I'll tell you why it's a big pella to me. So then, let me ask you the question again. Why is it that we don't say Yalav Yovo at night? Because we said you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh at night. According to this Tosfos, it would appear, in theory, they could have maybe hustled in and done the Kiddush HaChodesh before you hit nighttime. I don't really have a great answer for that. That's something that we're going to leave open. Al Kol Panim, my friends. Anyone have any questions over there? Any of you got any questions? Any of you around?
Yeah, I'm here, Avi.
No one asked questions.
No questions.
Oh, why not? Why no questions?
Rabbi spoke very clear.
Ah, Givaldic. I'm trying to see if I can get everyone's face. How do I get everyone's face?
On the top
gallery view.
Top what? Gallery view?
Left the gallery view.
Very good.
Nice.
Okay. I'm seeing the Olam over here. Where's Avi Schneeweis? There he is. Okay. So my friends, I want to discuss something else quickly. Where's Dovi Goldman? Dovi Goldman's not with us? No, Avi, you want to see where Dovi is? What I want to discuss over here is, and this is, before we get into the Gemara, we're just going to do a little more hack over here, is who is Mekadosh the Chodesh? If you remember, we spoke a little bit about this. Who is Mekadosh the Chodesh? Is it the Bezdin of Gimel, Bezdin of Chof Gimel, Bezdin of Ayin Aleph? What's going on over here? It happens to be, it's a Machlekes, Mefurish Machlekes, Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam says, Kiddush HaChodesh is Bezdin of 71. And we saw a Rashi that says similar to that. We saw it together. I pointed you out towards the Rashi. Rashi and Daflam and Amad Aleph says, Bezdin HaGadol Shel Sanhedrin Gedoyle HaMekadshin Es HaChadoshin. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? There's a Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak. Says, Rush Shloisha V'hein Bezdin. Three people do it. You don't need Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. What are you talking about? So, there's an interesting diuk, my friends, that we have in this Gemara, in this Mishnah. Says in the Mishnah, Rush Shloisha, V'hein Bezdin.
According to Rambam, you need 71 for Kiddush HaChodesh.
I'm about to get to it. You ready? That's what it sounds like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like not like that from our Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Rush Shloisha, V'hein Bezdin, Yamdu Hashnayim. Oh, so hold on a second. So let me get back for a second. Let me get back for a second. The Rambam brings a Raya. You want to hear a Raya to the Rambam? It says, who says Mekudesh? Anyone know who says Mekudesh?
Bezdin and
Roish Bezdin.
Roish Bezdin.
Roish Bezdin and the Am.
There's only a Roish Bezdin on a Sanhedrin. The Roish Bezdin says Mekudesh. The Am says Mekudesh, Mekudesh. There's only a Roish Bezdin on the Sanhedrin. There's no Roish Bezdin of, you know, three people off the street. So that seems to be a support for the Rambam. But
well, never really says Rosh Bezdin.
What'd you say?
Never says Rosh Bezdin. It just, there's a diak in the word Mekudesh.
No. The Mishnah, the different Mishnah. Thank you. That's a good question. Mishnah Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Rosh Bezdin Omer Mekudesh. Okay, so that seems to support the Rambam. The question is, the Ramban says that, but our Mishnah is Mefurish, there's only three. So let's read the Mishnah again. It says, U'shloshim v'hein bezdin, yamdu ha-shnayim. What does ha-shnayim mean? What is ha-shnayim? The two. What do you mean, the two? Yamdu shnayim. U'shloshim, three sword, v'hein bezdin. What is yamdu ha-shnayim? Who are the two? Why is it the two? Anyone have any suggestions?
Is it the other two that saw it?
Again, Ruh Shloisha Mehin Bezdin. Three people that are Bezdin saw it. Yamdu Hashnaim, the two get up. Just say Yamdu Shnaim. Which two get up? Is it a particular two?
Yeah, the only two that saw the moon.
The two that are being aided. The two
three
that
of them
aided.
Saw the moon. Ruh Shloisha Mehin Bezdin.
People are just
imagining.
The rest.
Right,
what's the big
deal? I'm going to listen to Avi Schneeweis. Everyone, let's hear what Avi says.
From the ones that saw.
So what does it mean? Yamdu Hashnaim, all three of them saw.
I don't know, but it says I'm cheating. It says on the side of the Gemara. The rest.
Stop cheating. No, no, I don't want to hear Avi Schneeweis anymore.
From the ones that saw.
Okay, Veseder. What does it mean? Hashnaim, Yamdu Shnaim, two of the ones that saw. What is the Yamdu Hashnaim?
It means
that
those two people are
Sanhedrin people. They're all... What? Hold on a second. Three people saw.
So correct. The two people that are chosen to be made are the ones that get
so
up.
So just say, I'm Nushnaim. Two.
Okay, yeah. Two and, people. We said our last month, Meshur Psycha for the book of you need all of them. If it's not back to all of them, you need all of them. People from the
INR. Okay, but why is it Hashnaim of the two? It's two. What's Hashnaim?
I can only read
it. The two question ones. Maybe not all three are from Hedger people. Two of them are from
Hedger. That doesn't make any sense, Chesky. It would be the opposite. The third one is the one who's being Mekadosh the Chodesh. Those two are becoming the Edim. Edim don't have to be from Sanhedrin.
Wait, why can all three testify? If there's 60, if there's 71.
Because someone's got to sit there. They could, but...
Rabbi, because it says later that Yeshiva Mechavarim. So to show you that it's from the ones that saw still, it says Hashnaim, the ones that actually saw.
Yamdu Shnaim, two of them get up. What's wrong with the words Yamdu Shnaim? We're not imbeciles.
You might like think that. From the fact that it says Yeshiva Mechavarim Etzlai, that's two random people you take to join the Bezdin, that it doesn't have to be the ones that saw itself. So
I'll read the Mishnah in a flow. Ruh Shloisha V'hein Bezdin. Yamdu Shnayim. Two of them get up.
According to Rambam, why does it matter if there's three or two? Who cares? Just get three new Bezdin.
Huh?
If all three of them saw the moon and there's 71 on the 71.
Okay, I'm gonna get to Rambam in a minute. Hold off on that thought for a second, okay? So I'm gonna Mati, you have any thoughts?
I'm just thinking a bit like Chesky. The two who are not Rosh Bezdin should stand up.
Oh, Chesky didn't say that.
That's not what he said?
No, Chesky. Chesky, you say that?
I did not say that.
No. Okay, so
Avi Schneeweis started saying it, but he backed down, I think. Yamdu
Hashnaim. No, I thought I was wrong. I stopped.
The two that are not Rosh Bezdin. That's the two. We want to leave the Rosh Bezdin there. The Roish Bezdin has to say Mekudesh. What does it mean, Yeshivu Mechave Rehem Eitzel HaYochad? What does Mechave Rehem mean?
Regular Bezdin.
I don't know if that's...
Didn't we say there's no Roish Bezdin on a Bezdin of three?
Hold on a second. What does Mechave Rehem mean?
It's equal.
They're contemporaries. Now Chesky said it. They're contemporaries. In other words, maybe the Rambam holds... When we said it has to be Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, it doesn't need to be that you have to have 71 people present in order to Mekadosh the Chodesh. But it needs to be, they are from the Sanhedrin Hagdoila. Therefore, there's three of them. One of them is the Rosh Bezdin. He stays. Two bring other Sanhedrin Hagadol people or something like that. Maybe that's the Peshat in the Rambam.
But the Rosh Bezdin is designated or they get to pick it when they want to be Mekadosh?
I do not know the answer to that question. I think there's a Rosh Bezdin always. There's a Rosh Bezdin.
I'm saying if it was designated, then I hear why it says Shnayim, but if it's not, then you can still say two get up. And then
right, I think it's designated. And in Sanhedrin, there's always a Rosh Bezdin. So, Yosef Tzvi, I'm answering your question also. Maybe the Rambam holds you don't need... It's clear you don't need 71 people present when you're doing Kiddush HaChodesh. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah. So what does the Rambam mean you need Sanhedrin HaGadol? Maybe you need members of Sanhedrin HaGadol. You got the Rosh Bezdin sitting there. He stays up. He stays in place. Yamdu HaShnaim, the other two, will go. They'll be made. Bring someone else from Sanhedrin, Chavarim. Their contemporaries are going to come. They're going to become the Edim. And then you can say Mekudesh, Mekudesh.
Well, is the third guy allowed to be Bezdin if he's a kosher aid?
So that's a different question. The Gemara is going to speak about that. Aid Masadayan.
According to the Rambam, it has to be from this Ayin Aleph.
It has to be from Ayin Aleph, according to the Rambam.
So regular Bezdin of three, then they have to get two from the Ayin Aleph. Why?
What'd you say?
The three judges are not from the Ayin Aleph, right?
They are from Ayin Aleph. I was saying that perhaps it's talking about case when they are from Ayin Aleph. Okay, guys, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do right now. I'm going to make a very subtle diuk. But before I do, I want to give you guys a little bit of just some pointers, okay? As follows. Whenever you're trying to read Rishonim, it's important to kind of know who, sides with who. In other words, there are different Rishonim that had connection with each other, and they had similar type of derech in learning. And they're probably going to side with each other, okay? I'll give you an example. Rabbi Yosef Elephant and Rabbi Asher Ayeli and Rabbi Eli Resnick are very likely going to be saying very similar Torah. They almost always do. And Rabbi Meir Stern and... Rabbi Meir Hershkowitz, they're briskers, they're more likely to say brisker Torah. You got to know who's in whose base medrash, because when you're a similar base medrash, you talk the same type of sprach, and the base medrash are divided, okay, as follows. The Rambam, Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, Rabbeinu Yonas in Meluniel, the Meiri, the Rambam was with many of the esoteric Rishonim. He was taka, like he was in a different, he was on the run. He didn't have to do with the Ritva, the Rajba, and the Ramban. The Ritva, the Rajba, Ramban were all part of the same group. So very often you'll see practically the identical thing in the Ritva, the Rajba, and the Ramban. The Rambam is in a whole different camp. The Rambam is more like the Meiri, the Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, Rabbeinu Yonas and Meluniel. The first two, by the way, Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar and the Meiri, quote the Rambam. They have a lot to do with each other. They are very often in the same base medrash, as opposed to Ritva Rajba quote the Ramban. They have to be careful, Dovi, when you say it's the Rambam and the Ramban. So that's the yeshivish way of differentiating between them, especially when you're on Zoom and you can't hear each other so well. So it's the Rambam and the Ramban. We had over here in our sugya machlokes Rambam and Ramban, which we spoke about at 10 o'clock. The machlokes was, who is Mekadesh the Chodesh? The Rambam comes with this massive chiddush that it's Sanhedrin HaGadol. Sanhedrin HaGadol is Mekadesh the Chodesh, which we actually saw in Rashi similar, because Rashi we saw later on, Daf Lamed also says Sanhedrin HaGadol. Even though we saw a stira in Rashi, because we saw it, it's just an interesting Rashi. It's like a, what is that Rashi? Because Rashi on Daf Chaf Beis says it's Cheshuvei Hadar, whatever that means exactly. But the Ramban says no, regular Bezdin ki Mekadesh the Chodesh. And the Ramban brings a Raya from our Mishnah. It says, Rush Shleishim Ein Bezdin. We wanted to say it means that's three of Sanhedrin HaGadol. We said Yamdu HaShnayim. By the way, there's another girsa. Just Yamdu Shnayim. Not Yamdu. We made a HaShnayim. The other two aside for Rosh Bezdin, because the Rosh Bezdin has the same Mekudesh. Anyway, this is Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam and the Ramban. Rashi gets in the mix a little bit. The question on the Rambam, which is brought down by Rabbi Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik, and this is where we spoke about this Nakuda, is as follows. The Rambam himself, when he brings the things that Sanhedrin needs, the Rambam does not bring Kiddush HaChodesh. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, where the Rambam talks about, you know, breaks down what needs Bezdin of 3, what needs Bezdin of 23, what needs Bezdin of 71. The Rambam doesn't bring the din of Kiddush HaChodesh. It's very, very interesting. So we want to say a big yesoid here, my friends. And we said this yesoid in the beginning of, Dovi, remind me where we said this yesoid in the Shir Klali, when? The beginning of Ksubis? I don't remember where. Said in the beginning of Azman. Dovi, do you remember when it was? Could have been the beginning of Ksubis. I don't remember. The beginning of Ger Katan. That was when it was. The beginning of Ger Katan, right. And I'll repeat it, what it was. We said Bezdin has two functions. At least Sanhedrin HaGadol has two functions. One function of Sanhedrin HaGadol is to be a supreme court. You have small claims court, and then you have federal court, and then you have supreme court. Small claims court is Bezdin of 3, federal court is Bezdin of 23, and supreme court is Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. That's as they function as judges. But there's another function of Bezdin HaGadol, Sanhedrin, which is they function as Einei HaEda, they're representatives of Klal Yisrael. And that has nothing to do with being a Bezdin per se, but these are Chashuvei Hador. The Chashuvei Hador are the ones that represent Klal Yisrael. And the Sanhedrin always represents the dream team of Chashuvei Hador. So therefore, that's their secondary function. That's not as a Bezdin, as a Psak. It has nothing to do with Bezdin of 3, 23, and 71. It happens to be they have another hat. Their other hat is their Einei HaEda, the eyes of the people. They're representing the people. We said this, we were talking about why you need a Bezdin at a Ger Katan, by a Gerus. We said, because they have to be Niskabel to Klal Yisrael. And the Bezdin is like the welcoming committee for Klal Yisrael. So my friends, this perhaps can explain why the Rambam doesn't bring this din of Sanhedrin, this din that you need of Kiddush HaChodesh for Sanhedrin. Because the Rambam there is only listing as far as when in contrast to a Bezdin of 323, what does Sanhedrin HaGadol need for as far as the courts are concerned? This is a whole different discussion. This is, they're really just representing Klal Yisrael. That's what they're doing. Now, the fees that we can answer another question the Ramban asks on the Rambam. The Ramban asks, I can prove to you that there was Kiddush HaChodesh even after there was no longer Sanhedrin. Even after Sanhedrin was already disbanded. And he brings Gemara's Amoraim. There was no more Sanhedrin in times of the Amoraim. How they do Kiddush HaChodesh? Must be. It's not totally on Sanhedrin. How does the Rambam answer? So there are those that want to say that Enochanami, there was still Sanhedrin. The Rambam argues maybe it was a Mikta Sanhedrin HaGadol. It was Sanhedrin HaGadol for some, didn't for others. We could say something else. Sanhedrin HaGadol is not Sanhedrin HaGadol. You really want to know what their title is? It's Chashuvei Hador. That's what Rashi said. That'll answer the steer in Rashi. One place Rashi says it's Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph. The other place Rashi says it's Chashuvei Hador. The answer is, who is usually Chashuvei Hador? Who's the dream team of the Chachamim? Sanhedrin. What happens if there is no more Sanhedrin? So who's the dream team? So you get the Chashuvei Hador, you put them together, Moetzes Gedoli HaTorah, and they'll be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Either not Sanhedrin. It doesn't make a difference. It's not really Sanhedrin, but Torah Sanhedrin. They don't have to be in the Lishkas HaGozes. They don't have to wear their long flowing gown. It's more about the fact that it was given over to representatives of Klal Yisrael. Who represents Klal Yisrael? The Moetzes Gedoyle HaToyra. That's what we said. I think this is going to affect, and I'm going to tell you a subtle diak, my friends. Try to pick up on this diak. Yossi Baruch Abba, this diak, I think, is gold. It's brand new, I think. I think it's brand new. I don't remember having it from before. Maybe I did. I don't know. Fang tzuchon de Gemara, Rabbi Isai. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lomali lemisniru bezdin v'chol Yisrael. What do you have to say that for? What's the Gemara's question? If you look in the Rishonim that we sent out on the WhatsApp, there's a subtle difference between Rabbi Avraham Minahar and the Ritva. Look at the Rabbi Avraham Minahar. Lomali lemisniru bezdin v'chol Yisrael. Kiloimar. Biru bezdin sagi. Kiloimar. Biru bezdin sagi. The Ritva, Lomali, Kiloimar. Mayrabusa dimilsa. They're both saying Kiloimar. They're both trying to like figure out what the Gemara is saying. I'm going to translate Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar subtly different than the Ritva. And I want to remind you, Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar is in the Rambam's camp in general, and the Ritva and the Ramban are usually in cahoots. Here goes. The Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar says, Lamele Mr. Rubezdin Choyisol Koloimar, Rubezdin Sagi. What does the word Sagi mean? Tell me, please.
Is that enough?
Enough?
To me, that means, is there anything that is added by having Kol Yisrael present? If you ask me, I would say yes. What does sagi mean? Enough.
Enough.
Do you have more? You have more, but it's genug. Genug. I don't need more. I don't need more. Are you offering more? Yes, but it's genuk. Biru bezdin sagi. What does sagi mean? It's enough. So is the Rabbi Avraham Nahar saying, I understand that bezdin is adding a dimension. Yes. I don't know what you need it for. The Ritva says, Lamali Kiloimar, Mayra Busa de Milsa. What's extra? What are you adding over here? What's this rabusa? Sounds to me from the Ritva that he's saying, I don't know what Bechlal Kol Yisrael is doing. Bezdin saw it finished. What is Kol Yisrael? There's a saying in the Gemara. Yehuda v'ayid l'kra. It's like, what do I need you for? I got a pasuk already. I don't need you. You give me nothing. You bring nothing to the table. It sounds like to me from the Ritva, Kol Yisrael, bring garnish, smen garnished. What is that? And I think that the Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar is saying, I understand Kol Yisrael brings to the table, but I don't need it. It's enough to have bezdin. Perhaps Machlekes is as follows. Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar maybe learns like the Rambam. The Rambam says, who's Mekadosh the Chodesh? Sanhedrin HaGadol. We ask the question, Sanhedrin HaGadol doesn't say that anywhere in the Rambam, in Yad HaZoka, that you need Sanhedrin. We said they're not functioning as Bez Din Sanhedrin HaGadol. They function as they are representatives of
Bayisrael.
Yisrael. Yes, Yarnfeld, you're muted.
Bayisrael.
So now, if you have representatives of Klal Yisrael, that's good. Would you say that having Klal Yisrael themselves is giving you something? Of course. You actually have Klal Yisrael. They're here themselves. I don't need reps. Okay, but once you have the rep, once you have Bezdin, that's enough. It is enough. You don't need Klal Yisrael every time you're Mekadosh the Chodesh. So what are you adding? It's sagi. It's enough.
But wouldn't, may I ask a question?
Of course you may ask a question.
Wouldn't Rebbe say that we should stick to a system? In other words, we don't want that if most of Klal Yisrael sees it, then they could just make decisions on their own. We have
true.
A system.
Yes, we should stick to a system. Very good. The system would be best then. So the Gemara is asking, so what are you adding by having Klal Yisrael here? You're right. The system is Beis Din. So we have Beis Din. So Beis Din saw it. So what's this dimension of Kol Yisrael? Who cares? Kol Yisrael is extra. It's not who cares, but it's extra. We have the system in place. Beis Din can do it, and we're good. I agree with you, Yossi. 100%. We'll see what the Gemara's Chiddush is soon. In the Gemara. But according to the Ritva, if he was like the Ramban says the Kiddush HaKadosh is Bezdin of three. He doesn't buy into this whole Sanhedrin HaGadol thing. The Chayri holds it's not given over to Klal Yisrael. It's a Bezdin thing. So what's the deal with what's the deal with Klal Yisrael? Like what are you doing? There's a Bezdin here. Like what? Klal Yisrael doesn't do anything to me. It doesn't add anything. I have a Bezdin. What are you saying? My Rabusa de Milsa, says the Rambam. The Ritva. And the Ritva goes Shitasai of the Ramban. And Rabbeinu Avram and Ahara will go to Shitasai of the Rambam. This can also perhaps be tied into the machlokes we had in the Mishnah. Do you need the to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh? Or not? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, nothing to do with the The that's very nice. They're there, they're a cheering squad. You know, they could say it at night, as far as I'm concerned. They don't even have to say it at all. It's not ma'akev. We said the Turi Evan says, no, the Urch Laner says, no, it's ma'akev. If you hold that the Bezdin is functioning as representatives of the so then we understand why you would need the to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. Perhaps. Because they're there accepting the Psak of Beis Din. But if Beis Din is functioning for themselves, I don't care if you don't accept the Psak of Beis Din. You can go fifing. I don't care who you... We're making a Psak. You want to publicize it? Publicize it. But that's going to also be Tali Lishi Tassam. Haflo Vofele. Any questions, my friends? I got someone on the phone who maybe has any questions? Okay, everybody, so let's go a little weiter. So what's Taka the Chiddush? Zok the Heilige Gemara. Itztich. Sal kadaituch amina. Hoyl v'ru'u bezdin v'chod Yisrael. Efarsim ala v'loy le'avruha. Kamash malon. I would have Avamina that since Beis Din and Kol Yisrael saw it, it became public. I shouldn't be Ma'aber the Chodesh. I would think not to be Ma'aber the Chodesh. Don't be Ma'aber the Chodesh. Now, what does that mean, don't be Ma'aber the Chodesh? In here, we find a subtle difference between the Ritva and Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar. Here goes, my friends. Let's get back to Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar. Efarsim Amilsa, says Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, the afal p shalloi hispiku loimer mekudesh mekudesh. They didn't manage to say it. Kiman de amri le domi. It's as if they said it. The farsom. We'll have a yom tuf yom lamid v'lo na'avre le'elol kamash malon. I don't know why he's talking about Elul and Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. I guess because we're in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure exactly why. But there's major words over here, my friends. It's kiman da amri le dami. What does that mean? It's as if the words mekudesh mekudesh were said. So if you ask the Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, would you say that this is a classic, this would be a classic type of chodesh, kiddush, achodesh? It sounds like it. It's as if they said mekudesh mekudesh. Same thing. But if you look in the Ritva says differently. Says the Ritva, Itzrich, back at the Ritva. Nihi deloy matzinu la'akdushe, even though we can't be mekadesh the chodesh b'yom shloshim. We can't. Mikomakom loy na'avre, v'nimni miloyim shloshim. So we have to figure out what the Ritva means. But the Ritva is saying clearly, you cannot be Mekadosh B'Lehem Shloshim. You can't do that. Cannot be Mekadosh B'Lehem Shloshim. And Rabbi Avraminar was saying, what are you talking about? It's Kiman Dami Dami. It's Mekudosh Mekudosh. It's Mekudosh. It's, well, it is. What's the Machloikas? I think the Machloikas is as follows. Rabbi Avraminar is saying that Pearson makes Kiddush. The Pearson makes Kiddush. And the Ritva says, the Pearson isn't going to make the Kiddush. Pearson is going to make a problem, maybe, but we can't be Mekadosh with Pearson. You need to say the words. You need to say the words. I think the machloekis is as follows. It could be Rabbi Avraham in a horse says, listen, Kiddush HaChodesh is totally in all of Kal Yisrael. Why do I have to say Mekudosh? Because I have to represent Kal Yisrael, tell Kal Yisrael. But what about if all of Kal Yisrael knows already? Do I have to say it? All of Kal Yisrael knows already. I don't got to say nothing. It's everyone's got it. So the Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, Lishi Tosoy of the Rambam, says, once it's Nefarsem, so then it's Kaman Damar L'Dam. It's as if it was said, because it's out there for Klal Yisrael. However, the Ritva says, that this is a din in Bezdin. This is a Psak Bezdin. This is a regular Psak Bezdin, just like every other Psak Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't paskin. Bezdin didn't paskin. Why? Because everyone else saw it. So now it's a no-brainer, but Lamaisa, Bezdin has to paskin. This is Bezdin's din. So you can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Mekom okom loy ne'avre umimni miyoyim shloishim. What does that mean? It's very interesting. It appears to me that the Ritva is saying, in a Hanami, we can't be Mekadosh it, but we're going to have to count the Mafreya anyway. We're going to count the Mafreya. In other words, I don't know if it means being Mekadosh the Mafreya, what the Ritva exactly means. Loina Avre, v'nimni miyoyim shloshim. We won't make it move. We can't be Mekadosh it. I guess the next day, in other words, Lamaik said hit nightfall. Hit the night. So now what are you supposed to do? You're not ma'abrit. What do you mean? But we weren't Mekadosh. The answer is, just like we mentioned, there's this concept of doing Kiddush Lamafreya. L'chayr the Ritva is saying you should go Lamafreya. You can't be, I don't know if you can do Mekadosh Lamafreya, but you can at least do the Cheshbon Lamafreya. That's what the Ritva says. So l'chayr, this is going to be Machlekes, the Ritva and Ben Avraham in Ahar. The Ritva here asks a question. He says, what's the Gemara's Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon! No. Kamash Malon is Ma'uber. According to Rabbi Avraham in Ahar, what's the Kamash Malon? Even though everyone saw, Lemaisa, you need to make the Kiddush. You didn't make the Kiddush. You have to say the words, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. According to the Ritva, even though everyone saw, but we're going to allow it to be a mu'uber. Ask the Ritva a question. We know that there's, the Ritva says, there's something called mechzi keshikra. Bezdin looks like they're liars. Says the Ritva, if everyone saw the new moon on the 30th, then everyone looks like they're liars. We're looking like liars if we're being Mekadosh the next day. So comes the Ritva. Now, it's a very interesting question that the Ritva is asking, because the Maisa, what do you want us to do? We saw the moon. We didn't say Mekudosh. We're stuck. What do you want us to do? We're stuck. Okay, you're right. We should have said Mekudosh. We tried to. We didn't get around to it. We didn't say the word. What do you want from my life? The Ritva obviously wants that we should somehow undo Lemafreya, and says, look, you know, change the date. Says the Ritva, when does it look bad for Bezdin? If the moon would have been if there would have been enough time for them to do it. If there was pnai lekadsha b'yom shloshim, then it's mechzikah. But there was no time for them mekadesh b'yom shloshim, it's not mechzikah shikra. Yeah. That's the way the Ritva learns. It's interesting because we had said according to the Rambam, they had plenty of time to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. They saw the moon the night before. And the Rambam even says they just didn't get around to doing it. Read the Pirush of the Rambam. The Rambam says it's not that they didn't have time. They must have been kratzin or something. They had other things that they got busy with. They didn't end up doing it. I read you the Lashon of the Rambam again. It's in two different places. The Rambam says, this is in the Pirush of Rambam. There's a Pirush of Rambam on Rosh Hashanah. Imrou bezdin v'chol Yisrael v'loy nifnu leishev. They didn't turn to it. V'loy mimakudish. They just didn't make time for it. So the lechayra, the answer the Ritva is giving according to the Rambam, is not doesn't hold water, because Rambam says they did have time. They had the entire day. They saw it at night, the night before. Mashenkin, it seems like according to the Ritva, maybe they just saw it right before Shkia, according to him. Not like the Rambam. Al kol panim, the Ram Lashitas doesn't learn that way anyway. What is the Gemara's next line? Says the Gemara. V'kivan detanalei re'u bezdin v'chol Yisrael. Nechku ha'edim lamali. Being that we said it's re'u bezdin v'chol Yisrael, what are you doing nechku ha'edim for? So over here also, it's interesting. It could be that there's, what is the Gemara's question of nechku ha'edim lamali? How do Eilam learn? What's Pashup Shah?
If you have Rocho Yisrael, why do you need a Nechku Edim? It's good enough without the Chakira of Edim.
Why?
Because we know
it. Because everyone saw. What do you question?
Everyone saw. The whole Chakira.
Who else was talking over there?
I'm not sure. Everyone saw. We said it's what do you say?
Everyone saw. Therefore what?
There's no suffix.
There's no suffix. There's no.
So therefore you don't need what? Dubin, what? You don't need what?
You don't need a question. Them if they saw the moon and all the, if they saw it, how it shaped it is, you don't need to ask them the questions.
Okay, so what both David and Reuven are saying, I was trying to get
you don't need to clarify it. The Brue. The Brue.
Right, but you're all saying you want to clarify the Edim. But do you need Edim?
Yes. Well, we need Edim not to know that there's a moon, because we know that we need Edim to be Kadosh the moon. There's a thing to be Mekadosh Shimon, or to be Mekadosh Shimon, you need Edim to come.
You can't do it just with the Riyas Bezdin?
I don't know.
Ah.
Grab a wiener over here.
Let's grab a wiener. Very good. So my friends, like my shah is like this. Is the Gemara's question, Nechkirua Edim Lamali? What do you need to do with Akiris? Just let the, we all know the Edim are telling the truth, so just, okay, Edim here, great, just let him go through. Or I was wondering, you know, I was on a plane myself, And there were people from security. I'm like, who do you think I'm blowing up already? You know what I mean? Like, it's like I'm not, there's no one to blow up but me. But okay, that's security, you know, they have security. But so my shaila was, is the word here nechkru ha'edim lamali? We don't need nechkru. We all know it's true. Well, the word is, what do we need edim for, Bechlau?
According to Ritva, it would be the second way, no? That, because he holds that it only matters bezinza. So you need edim.
So, well, I it's interesting. I don't know. Let me see. Did the Ritva say anything? I don't have the Ritva, that line of the Ritva in front of me. So, I wonder if there's a discrepancy between the two of them in this. You have to look in the Rishonim carefully. That was Yisrael suggesting?
Yeah.
Yisrael suggesting that maybe it'll depend on our machloikas. It could be. What does the Gemara say? Being that we already said Ad Chashecha Sheicha, Hareze Be'umber. So Lamali Lemisne Chakiris Edim Klal. What do we have to talk about the Chakiris Edim B'Klal for? says the Gemara Itzchak. Salta dan klamin tay tay chakiras edim tchilas din. Mekudesh mekudesh kigmar din ulakadshe belayla midahav din emamenes. I might think that once you start it over here, you could finish afterwards. It's interesting. How do you finish afterwards? Already the night. How could you be mekadesh? How could you be mekadesh? It's the next day already. Does it mean also mekadesh lemafreya maybe? You can't. Okay. But let's try to get clear over here. Rush state. The Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar learns like the Olam was learning Pshat. And he says, Ki choikrim Eidim Elim Hayuchidim Ruben Olavin Atzman. When do you do Chakira of Eidim? When do you do interrogating the Eidim when they're so up by themselves? Then choikrim Oysom Eidim Ruben Olav. Abad Hacha Betel Choyisro Oysom Choyisro Eidim Eim. It's interesting why. Why does he put in the words at the end? V'chol Yisrael Eidim Heim. I don't know what he needs for those words. Bezdin saw it, so Bezdin doesn't have to address the Chakiris. V'chol Yisrael Eidim Heim. Interesting. Okay.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Maybe he's saying that you would think that since the whole Klal Yisrael saw it, and we don't need any of this. We don't need the whole Eidim, Jishus, Chakira, we don't need anything. They know we still need it because this is the system we set up, you know, for a reason to get rid of all the people that will be lying. And the reason why we wouldn't need to do Chakira over here is because we know that we have good Eidim over here, regardless of whether it's them or someone else. We know it for sure. So that's why it's important that the whole Klal Yisrael played them also.
Why is it important for Klal Yisrael? I didn't get that.
Because we still need us. He's saying, you would think there's two ways to do this right now. Now that the whole Klal Yisrael saw it, either it's that just that we don't need anything over here because everyone saw it, so we're just gonna like push everything on the side, or it's that everything's still staying, but the whole reason why we do Jushiva Chakira is to make sure we have validated and that's all the moon. And here we know for sure we have validated and that's all the moon. Regardless of whether it's these people or not.
So why is it not enough that Bezdin saw it? So we know we have valid Eidim.
No, we need Eidim. We need Eidim.
We need Eidim. Right. So yeah. The question is not whether or not we need Drisha Chakira. The question is whether or not we need Eidim. That's what you're saying?
Well, the Drisha Chakira makes it that we know we have valid Eidim.
Got it. So what was the Gemara's question? It's Ru Bezdin, Kol Yisrael, Nechreidim. Frank Gemara, Nechreidim, Lamali. Is the question, I don't need Eidim because I have Kol Yisrael, or I don't need Drishus V'Chakiras because Bezdin saw. What's the question exactly?
I don't think it's Bezdin. I think it's, we don't need Drishus V'Chakira because we have valid Eidim for sure. Meaning we know this is a legitimate situation because everybody saw it.
So, but I understand. So we just don't need Drishus V'Chakira because I saw it myself.
No, because you're not good enough. You're Bezdin. We need Eidim.
I know you're Eidim, and I know you're valid because I saw it. You're good, Chesky. You're good. Yeah. Okay. 1 second, my friends. Shaila's like this. The Rambam.
Rashida, how you answer? What do you mean?
Yeah, go ahead, Rabbi Schweitzer. I'm sorry.
No, Rashida, how you answering this problem? So why did Gmor need Eidus Bechlau? What you asked in the beginning. It looks like Gmor's asking on the Chakir, but not on the Eidus. Well, what do we need Eidus in the first place?
Chesky is saying that Abadah, we need Eidus.
So what? Why do we need Eidus?
because the din of Kiddush HaChodesh needs Eidus. That's what Chesky's saying, right, Chesky?
Mm-hmm. Even if it's Ruv Bez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rabbi, what's with Laitesh Miagdala Miria?
Oh, so we're going to get to that Gemara. We have to get to the Gemara. Good question. The Gemara talks about it.
Yeah, the Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Gemara talks about Ruv Bez Din V'Chol Isha.
We'll get there. When we get to the Gemara, we're going to have to, when we see the Gemara of Tlotei Shemigdol Maria, we're going to explain it. Okay? So it's interesting. I'm going to read you, let's go through the Gemara. How many questions did the Gemara ask till the two dots? I want to get the Gemara klar. The Gemara's first question was that what is the inyan of Kol Yisrael? Bezdin saw it. Bezdin saw it is enough. Bezdin saw it. And the Gemara says, okay, Kol Yisrael asks the Gemara, what about Nechkura Edim? What does that add? Either because the Kol Yisrael are the Edim or because you don't need Chakira, whatever. Says the Gemara, it's an Inami. What's the third question of the Gemara? Can someone please tell me the Gemara's third question? Dovi, do you have Claude the Gemara's third question? Dovi Salzburg? Gemara's third question is.
Given the Tana Shechashecha.
Given the Tana Shechashecha, Rezim Huber, Lomeli the Mismi Chakiras Edim Klau.
Klau.
Given the Tana Shechashecha. Lamalei lemisnei chakiras edim klau. In other words, what does the Gemara's question mean to ask?
What is the chiddush? Obviously, if they were mekadesh the chodesh, then there's no what's a god. Then it's a chodesh meubar.
Right.
Gemara said a chiddush by the first case of the Mishnah, but if you split it into two cases, then the second case doesn't have a chiddush.
So what's the chiddush?
What does Gemara answer?
So Gemara answers chakiras edim. What's interesting is in the Rambam looks like the Gemara's question is on the entire Mishnah. I have a Pirish, the Rambam. I don't know if we gave this at once. I'm going to try to photocopy it for you again right now and send it into your WhatsApp or whatever, screenshot and send it to your WhatsApp. I want to read the Rambam to you. It's interesting. I don't know if it's Mefurish here in the Rambam. Here it is. There it is. So the Rambam, I'll read you the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, I just sent it to everyone. The Akshi, Gemara asks, Lomalei lemisnei klal, Pirish. Lama taninon ikur ze klau. Shimlo yespiku. Loimer makudish ad shechashech hariz em uber. Why do we learn this entire thing of imlo yespiku loimer makudish ad shechashech hariz em uber? Halodobri yuduo. De'ein akidish achoydish makudish ad shechachu beznev yomer makudish makudish. It sounds like the Rambam is saying, I don't get the whole Mishnah. What's this chiddush? Ein hakodesh mekodesh ad shikadshu beznev yomer mekodesh mekodesh. To me, it sounds like the Rambam is even asking a question on the first case of Ru Bezdin Mechol Yisrael. Yeah, I don't know.
And how's the Rambam going to learn the teretz of the Gemara then?
Oh, this is how the Rambam going to learn the teretz of the Gemara. It's the same lashon in the Rabbein Avraham Nahar. Oh, very good. It's Mefurish Rabbein Avraham Nahar. Mefurish Rabbein Avraham Nahar. What's the Gemara's teretz? Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Itzrich. Sal kadaitach amina tehei chakiras edim kitchilas din. Umekudish mekudish ki gemar din. Says Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, chakiras edim is tchilas din, vehu hadin liri'as bezdin. Gevaldik, it's mefurish. Mefurish Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar. So he's learning that the Gemara's question was on the entire din of the Reisha. It's obvious. You got to say, until Bezdin Paskin, Bezdin doesn't Paskin. What's the Chiddush?
And that we had an answer already. They first him a Milsa, no?
Oh, it's very interesting. It seems like he's like doesn't understand what the Chiddush of a first him a Milsa is. Pilei Ploim. Yeah, it's very interesting. I have to figure that out to see what exactly is going on over here. But that's what it seems like he's saying over here. The kash is on the whole thing. Let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Says Rashi, Lomele misni kol Yisrael, harei ru'u bezdin. Rashi doesn't really give us much leeway into how he's learning ru'u bezdin. Therefore, you don't need kol Yisrael, or therefore kol Yisrael doesn't add anything. Efar suma milsa, says Rashi, debiyoyim shloishim. Nira lekadshoi. Says Rashi, Nechkura Edim Lamali, Lamali Chakirosan, Achre Shakol Ro. What do we need? The Chakira. Again, Rashi's being madgish. I might understand why I need the Edim. I just don't need the Chakira. Because everyone saw. That's what the Gemara's question. It says the Gemara, okay, but now that you already said the first case, Lamali Misni Chakira Klal. Kiman dash me inon. Dechiro bezdin v'chol Yisrael filochim abrin le kol shechei nechku ha'edim. So Rashi learns the Gemara's question is only on the second case. Once you already established for me, ru bezdin v'chol Yisrael is going to be a mover. So for sure in the case of nechku ha'edim, it's also going to be a mover. Gemara says, no, I would have thought, hecha de'ika chakiris edim b'yoyim. Sulona Avre, Elin Ligmar Adova Balaiva Kachua Biyoim Shloishim Le'in Tikana Moyadois Kamash Malon. So Rashi learns that this Chiddush only exists in Ru'u Edim. So according to Rashi, do we already see in Ru'u Bezdin, B'chol Yisrael, that you can't do the Kiddush afterwards? No. Because even though it says Arezim Uber, I still have another Chiddush. According to the Rambam, we throw them both into the same basket. It seems to me there's a fundamental difference between the Rambam and Rashi. What is Re'ias Bezdin? The Rambam learns Re'ias Bezdin is Tchilas Din. Ru Bezdin Mechol Yisrael is Tchilas Din. And the Chiddush is the same for Ru Bezdin Mechol Yisrael and the same Chiddush for Nechku Ha'edim. They're both in the same somewhat. We have to see exactly. So why do we split up in two different cases? We'll get to it. But these two go together. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, Ru'u Bezdin is different than Ru'u Edim. This might get into the discussion of what's Shaloi Tehei Shmiya Gedoy LeMeri'iyah. What does that mean exactly? How exactly that works. But these are some of the things that we have to work on, Be'ez Hashem, B'li Neder. We are going to work on them tomorrow, my friends. I'm going to try to, I want to just, chazer over, we did a lot today. So I would like to try to chazer over tomorrow in the morning. First of all, some we did do the Gemara. I want to do some more about the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban. I want to finish the Gemara until the two dots, hopefully. Be'ez Hashem.